Hey, this is Letitia, and a topic that we don't hear a lot of people talking about is sexual dysfunction. We see a ton of television commercials for this pill and that cream. Half the time, we don't even know what it's for because nobody wants to come right out and say, "Hey, I don't really want to have sex." Why would they say anything? People would look at them like they were crazy. I mean, isn't the whole world doing it? And if they aren't, they want to, right? Actually, research suggests that sexual dysfunction is common in about 43% of women and 31% of men at some point in time in their lives. With such high percentages, you'd think we'd be more vocal about it. Perhaps if we were, we'd find out that most cases of sexual dysfunction are treatable. There's hope and help. All you have to do is open your mouth and ask for it. Sexual dysfunction affects both men and women. No particular race or nationality is more prone to it. Of course, we hear a lot about older men with products on the market like Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis. Sexual problems for men include erectile dysfunction, which is when a man is not able to get or maintain an erection. The cause for this varies. Anything from disorders that affect blood flow to stress, depression, anxiety, or an injury to the penis. There are also some medications on the market that cause this as a side effect. There are several ejaculation disorders that affect men also. Of course, we all hear about the not-so-popular premature ejaculation. That's when ejaculation happens before or immediately after penetration. Inhibited ejaculation is when ejaculation is slow to happen. The cause for both of these can stem from lack of attraction to your partner, anxiety over performance, to some drugs like antidepressants. Retrograde ejaculation is when the orgasm, instead of coming out of the penis, is forced back into the bladder, and can be found in men with diabetes. In some guys, ejaculation problems happen after an operation to the abdomen, bladder, or prostate. Sexual dysfunction for women include desire disorders. When you don't have the desire for sex or a significant decrease in your desire. An arousal disorder is when your body doesn't get or stay aroused by any sexual stimulation. Orgasmic disorder is when you cannot have an orgasm or there is pain during your orgasm. There is also sexual pain disorder, when you have pain during or right after sex. The cause for these disorders in women is not much different than some of the causes for guys. Disease, medicines, or depression can be a few of the reasons. Many women notice a change in their sexual appetite after childbirth or menopause. Other psychological matters like trust, finances, or traumatic past experiences can also add to the problems. The bad and good news of it all is that although most sexual dysfunctions can't be prevented, there are many things that you can do to take control of your mind and your body and create healthy sexual experiences. Some treatments include treating the medical or hormonal condition that is causing the dysfunction. There are some prescription medications available through your doctor. A lot of times, no medication is required. Don't be afraid to seek the help of a sex therapist. They are there to help to get to the cause of your dysfunction. Therapy often includes information about techniques and ways to improve your sexual relationship with your partner. You know, Letitia is not a doctor. So, if you think you suffer from a sexual dysfunction and you need additional information or assistance, please talk to a professional. The way I see it, if more people come when they go, the world would be a much friendlier place to live in. I'm a bad girl. I know this. This is Letitia saying, love somebody, starting with you.